Hello and welcome to the Ask Dr. Ben podcast. I'm your host, Ben Johnson. As a holistic-minded physician, I've spent the last 20 years looking outside the box and conducting research to find the true causes of skin conditions and other diseases. And while the focus of my work has been on aesthetic medicine and unlocking the secrets to reversing skin damage, this podcast will also include many other exciting revelations pertaining to you and your family's health and well-being. So let's get started. Hey everybody, it's Dr. Ben Johnson, the founder and formulator of Osmosis Beauty, and I am excited to tell you about our latest supplement. It is called Skin Aid, and it is a unique combination of psyllium husk, organic psyllium husk, organic trifala, and beta carotene. So let me walk you through the uses and the benefits of this product and why I'm bringing it on. First, understand that Osmosis's philosophy on the skin is that a huge number of the skin problems that we're seeing out there in the world, primarily in the form of rosacea and acne, but also eczema and psoriasis, these four conditions are remarkably prevalent in our current time. And so let me explain to you why they're so prevalent and what is generally happening. All four of these conditions contain a common theme, which is there is an increase in the amount of certain strains of candida that release toxins in the gut as they overgrow or they're stimulated. They release toxins in the gut that purge out of the skin. Now, they can purge in the form of acne if they're a specific strain of candida. They can purge and show generalized redness, as they often do in candida rosacea. And they can purge in other areas on the skin, and that is done, that shows up looking like redness and peeling skin, which we commonly see with eczema and psoriasis. So candida causes a lot of different conditions. There are 56 types of candida that exist that are known today, various strains of it. And each strain causes a unique problem in the body generally. Now, it should be said that candida, when it is in its healthy state, does not cause problems. It's part of a healthy microbiome. It is when candida changes or increases in quantity in the gut that we start to see the skin telling us, hey, something is imbalanced in the body. Okay, so that's candida. Skin Aid is not designed to directly treat candida. It is designed to indirectly treat candida. So how does that work? Well, if you've been following along with Osmosis, you know that we have proven that blackheads are actually caused by mucus accumulation in the digestive tract. Although you can also have blackheads on your chest or back, and that can be from mucus in your lungs. So congested skin and blackheads is caused by mucus. So what causes mucus? Well, generally, what I've learned is the number one causes of mucus in our Western diet, dairy number one, sour foods, so like lemonade, orange juice, sour drinks like 7-Up, Sprite, things like that, and sour candy. All those things, because of the amount of citric acid in them, they cause that reaction. The third thing is fried food. So fried food increases mucus and congestion in the skin. And then the fourth thing are supplements that contain not always just citric acid. So you could have it a supplement like if you're taking too much vitamin C, more than 250 milligrams a day, it will form mucus in your gut. And if you're taking, for example, one of the most common ones is magnesium citrate. Although many different forms of magnesium will cause mucus, magnesium citrate is the most mucus promoting. Also remember that you have mucus in your lungs, you have mucus that accumulates, and usually that's, you know, after an infection of the lungs, a lot of mucus develops, and you get mucus developing in your sinuses. What might surprise you is that mucus accumulating in the gut can lead to increased mucus formation in the sinuses, in less so in the lungs, but more commonly in the sinuses, because they're all connected, you know, in that whole digestive lining. So it's not uncommon to see that. So why is it important to get rid of mucus? Well, as you accumulate mucus, one of the biggest side effects that Americans see is constipation. But then the second biggest side effect is a worsening of candida skin conditions. So the reason why I'm talking about both these things in this little informational skin aid discussion is because a lot of people don't realize that mucus is the contributor to their skin problem. And so this is why we have a patent pending supplement to melt your mucus called Skin Clarifier. And we are now adding Skin Aid. So when do you need Skin Aid? Do you need Skin Aid every time you take Skin Clarifier to get rid of your mucus? The answer is no. Generally, you need Skin Aid to be taken with Skin Clarifier, and they are best taken together. So Skin Clarifier, if you recall, is 8 caps twice a day for 10 days. So in the case of the Skin Aid, you would add an additional 3 caps of Skin Aid in the evening and in the morning. Best to do this with lots of water, and best to do it on an empty stomach, although it's not mandatory to be on an empty stomach. And then when you take this combination, it really helps in pulling the mucus out of your body. So is it a bad idea to take Skin Aid with Skin Clarifier? No, but it is absolutely necessary to take Skin Aid with Skin Clarifier if you've had whatever skin condition you're dealing with, or even chronic allergy problems, to be honest, anything where the congested skin has persisted for over a year. You can assume that the mucus in your body, after existing there for over a year, tends to harden and becomes what we call a mucus plaque. So the idea behind combining Skin Aid with Skin Clarifier is to assist Skin Clarifier in pulling the mucus out. So while Skin Clarifier is breaking down the mucus, like I said, if it's a plaque, the hardened mucus doesn't break down as easily. So you're using the combination of breaking down mucus and the fiber of the psyllium husk and Skin Aid pulling it out. So it's recommended. So if you need more than one Skin Clarifier bottle at a time, you just keep taking Skin Aid until it's complete. Now, Skin Aid is, you know, 3 caps twice a day as the general recommendation, and that will last you 15 days. So you could have excess Skin Aid after you've completed your Skin Clarifier, and it's perfectly fine to save that. It's also perfectly fine to finish that. It might provide a more complete outcome if you finished it. But on the flip side of that, if you're doing, if there's 2 rounds of Skin Clarifier, it's reasonable to buy 2 rounds of Skin Aid so that you can complete the entire 20 days while also taking psyllium. I generally advise that people who have these conditions over a year take the psyllium husk in Skin Aid twice a day for the entire length that you are also melting the mucus. And if you don't, if like you miss it or if something, it's late in shipment or anything like that, don't worry. One of the nice things about Skin Aid is, let's say you took Skin Clarifier and it helped, but it didn't quite get rid of everything. Or if you took Skin Clarifier and you noticed that the acne kind of moved from the cheeks down to the chin and around the mouth, that's a sign that the mucus melted and moved down to the end of the colon, but didn't quite evacuate completely. And once again, take Skin Aid after the Skin Clarifier, or you can just take Skin Aid as a generalized supplement for a period of time. It's not something I recommend that you stay on for, as a general maintenance to your diet. So if you're going to take some fiber just to kind of move out some of the built-up stuff in your gut, you know, I wouldn't probably recommend taking more than 3 rounds of Skin Aid total before taking a break. Now, what else is in Skin Aid? It has, like I said, the organic psyllium husk, the organic trifala, and the beta carotene. It contains 1,500 milligrams per dose. So 3 caps is 1,500 milligrams of psyllium, 500 micrograms of beta carotene in that three caps and 500 milligrams of the Trifala. So why did I add beta carotene and Trifala to psyllium husk? And why did I choose psyllium husk as the fiber of choice? Over these years, I've become most confident in the performance of psyllium husk. I think that is one of the purest and most beneficial fibers that you can put in your diet. So that's why I chose psyllium husk. I chose Trifala, you know, which is sort of classified in an Ayurvedic medicine category. And this dried berry does have some really cool benefits. One of them, similar to psyllium, is it does cause a sense of satiety. So it can help with somebody who has trouble with an overactive appetite. It also stimulates the release of cholecystokinin, which helps the feeling of satiety or fullness. And it also is a nice healing extract for the gut. So it has really nice qualities, anti-inflammatory, detox, and healing promoting qualities that make it a really nice addition to psyllium. And then finally, the beta carotene. Why did I add that? Well, first, let me tell you, I've been trying to make this supplement for two, maybe even longer than 2 years. And the biggest problem I was having is I wanted regular retinol. I did not want retinyl palmitate. I did not want retinyl acetate. I wanted regular retinol. And they no longer make that as an ingredient you can ingest. So I defaulted to beta carotene, which is my next best favorite option. Now, why do I want more vitamin A in your body and in your gut? Well, the answer is that vitamin A has a anti-candida effect. And so sometimes I find when people are on our protocols and their acne still persists, that they're actually vitamin A deficient in their diet, and it is affecting their microbiome's ability to keep candida, you know, on the down low, you know, controlled, I guess I should say. So I love this combination of the Trifala, the beta carotene, and the psyllium husk. It should be well tolerated by most people. It's not something that's usually needed if you have a severe digestive condition like Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. You probably want to avoid the psyllium husk. And also, they generally don't get a buildup of mucus because of all of the inflammatory juices, let's call them for lack of a better term, that keep the mucus moving out of the body. So they generally don't have that problem. And I think that that summarizes the benefits. So it's something that, remember, if you're giving it for skin conditions, you want to give it to people who have had that skin condition for longer than a year. And if you notice someone took Skin Clarifier and they weren't seeing a complete clearance, it's not, well, you know, there's two, you know, theories on that. One is they just need another Skin Clarifier, and the other is that they actually need psyllium to go with it. So I hope you enjoy the product. I'm super excited to finally have it released. Thanks. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of Ask Dr. Ben. Please leave a review if you can. And subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts to get access to all of my upcoming episodes. My website is osmosisbeauty.com, and you can find me on Facebook at Osmosis Beauty. You can also follow me on Instagram at osmosis_beauty. Thanks for listening.